Thank you, Ken. Zone change 1629, is that correct?
This is an application of Bill Warrington, or excuse me, court officially, William Warrington, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of Road 362, 35 hundredths of a mile south of Road 368, to be located on 16.02 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the council, I pass down copies of a exhibit booklet provided by the applicants. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 14th of 2008. The commission was advised that the technical advisory committee provided comments on the application on January 31st of 2008, and they are a part of the record. The exhibit booklet, which is the same as what was just provided to council, was also submitted to the commission. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District. John Murray, project manager for Kircher Engineering Incorporated, was present and gave testimony. Eric Howard, attorney, present on behalf of Mr. Warrington, stated he agrees with the presentation made by Mr. Murray. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application on February 14th. The commission deferred action for further consideration and for receipt of proposed restrictive covenants. On February 28th of 2008, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1629 for William Warrington for a change of zone from a GR General Residential District to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned GR General Residential. Under this application, that basic zoning and the density permitted in a GR zone will not change. Two, the County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Central water will also be provided. Three, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows for the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Essentially, this is a clustered design subdivision with minimum lot sizes of at least 7,500 square feet. Because the property is currently zoned GR, the cluster option under AR zoning is not available. Four, the project will not adversely affect the neighboring or surrounding community. There are several existing subdivisions in the immediate area with similar characteristics. As stated by the applicant, this is basically infill development. Five, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in a developing area. Six, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of lots shall not exceed 49 single family lots. B, all entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. C, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. D, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. E, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. F, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets within the RPC. G, a system of street lighting shall be installed. H, the developer shall form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. I, no wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. In addition, any wetlands buffers required by Section 115-193B shall be shown on the final site plan. J, a vegetated buffer shall be established to separate the wetlands from the tot lot area. This shall be shown on the final site plan. K, a 20-foot-wide vegetated buffer shall be established along Parker House Road. This shall be shown on the final site plan. L, the applicant has proposed to maintain the existing tree stand along the perimeter property line. This shall be shown on the final site plan. M, a hunting notice similar to the agriculture use notice indicating that hunting activities may occur nearby shall be included on the final site plan and within the restrictive covenants. N, no unlicensed ATVs or unlicensed four-wheelers, four-wheeler-type vehicles shall be operated on the streets or within the development. This shall be referenced in the restrictive covenants. O, upon the completion of the development, all silt fences shall be removed from the site. P, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the school bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. R, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. S, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. Yeah. And finally, T, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Gentlemen, I've received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application. That's all I have unless you have questions. Should be one in there.
Is the applicant present?
If not, here's one.
Oh, okay. I keep going.
Should be one in the book.
Good evening. My name is John Murray. I'm the project manager with Torch Engineering. Here this evening representing Mr. Warrington for the application of Evergreen. Evergreen is a proposed, as was mentioned, 49-lot single-family home RPC, which will be located along Parker House Road near the municipality of Ocean View and the municipality of Millville. The aerial image that's shown on the board here represents where the project is in location to other surrounding communities. Evergreen, which is the application that you're hearing this evening, is located approximately right here. Plantation Park and Ocean Air are single-wide, double-wide communities located adjacent to this development. What is shown as Starlight Woods is actually been renamed, from what I understand, in the county records as Silver Woods, which is another single-family home community. Village of Bear Trap, which is an RPC, as I'm sure you're familiar with, is located nearby. Kensington Park is actually a high-density residential RPC. At presentation, the conditions that were listed by Mr. Smith in the Planning Commission's motion were all items that were offered for consideration for approval. With the 49 lots, all lots would be serviced by central wastewater collection provided by the county. Tidewater utilities will be also providing a central water service for the community. All roads will have sidewalks on either side. There will be a system of street lighting, as was mentioned. And one thing I do want to point out, we didn't have an opportunity to submit revised site plans before the Planning Commission hearing, but as was mentioned, there is going to be a tot lot established for this community. There's an area located at the northern corner of the property, which if you'll see on your site plans, is actually labeled a stormwater management area. That area will not be a stormwater management area. That will be a tot lot. And that's what the buffer that was requested was referencing. We do have a letter of no objection from DelDOT for this community. It should be in your booklet that you have in front of you under Appendix 5. The letter of no objection is dated May 25th, 2006. The area is in a Level 3 investment area, as identified by the state strategies for spending. It is also an environmentally sensitive development district. The wetland areas on the site, as delineated by Evelyn Marmeyer of Coastal and Estuarine Research, there's a location centrally located here around the northeast corner of the site. There's a location at the southern tip of the site. And there's a location adjacent to where the tot lot would be established. All of those areas, by recommendation of DENREC, would be created as permanent conservation easements. What was also mentioned was something that had come up during the Planning Commission hearing was regarding the buffers, or I should say the landscape easement that would be established through the community. One of the questions was that since we felt that we were creating a superior community in comparison to what is adjacent to us, being Ocean Air Plantation Park, would we feel that a screening would be necessary? What was offered was that an easement would be created surrounding the entire property, along the rear of all property, all properties, outside of the building envelope, which would be established also as permanent landscaping area. That area would also be identified on final site plan if the application is acted upon favorably.
Do you intend to leave the existing trees?
Yes, the entire property is wooded now.
Right.
So that what trees stand will remain, there'll be selective clearing. So what areas wood of the property will remain wooded, and the trees will not be removed in those areas.
What would be the width of that?
Well, the building setback that is proposed on the plan is 10 feet on the rear, so you would have a 10-foot wide area along the back of all properties. And of course, individual property owners can selectively keep more vegetation if they so choose, but that is the easement area that we're proposing, where the tree stands will be
and the
remain.
Restrictive covenants would prohibit cutting in those areas?
Correct. And based on the recommendations that were made at the Planning Commission, we do have one item, which under number 7, item K, it mentioned a 20-foot wide vegetated buffer shall be established along Parker House Road. We are asking that the 20-foot buffer that's being provided now for the stormwater management easement run concurrently with that landscape buffer. In that area, we understand that we are required to provide a 15-foot wide easement for DLDOT for the establishment of a multimodal path. So that multimodal path takes up approximately 10 feet. So that would actually leave a 10-foot wide area where we would be able to leave the existing tree stand, would not be cleared, and create a buffer. And that is the only amendment, if acted upon favorably, that we would ask to be made to the recommendations.
So you're asking that number K be modified to read, tell us exactly how you want it to
read. Would ask that as that a 20-foot wide vegetated buffer shall run concurrently with the already proposed 20-foot wide stormwater management buffer that is shown along the frontage of the property along Parker House Road. Something along those lines.
Run concurrently with the what?
The 20-foot wide stormwater management buffer.
So that would make it 30 feet is what you're proposing?
No, it would actually...
You would always... Here the buffer
actually,
would be...
It's 20.
All within 20.
Right. 20 overall. It's 20 overall, correct.
It's within the whole mechanism of what they want there.
Correct.
You won't get a 20-foot buffer of trees there. You'll have storm water and some trees, maybe.
It would actually be a 10-foot buffer with the 15-foot wide easement that DLDOT requires for the multimodal path. That multimodal path is 10 feet wide. So if we place the multimodal path up against
the front boundary line for the property, outside of what's already been dedicated to DLDOT, you've got a 10-foot wide multimodal path,
and then you would have an extra 10 feet. Part of that would be in that easement. The remaining would be in that 20-foot wide buffer. So it would essentially be a 10-foot wide buffer. But to eliminate any confusion, that's why we're asking for it to run concurrently with the with the proposed stormwater management buffer.
I had a question about this number N. No unlicensed ATV or unlicensed four-wheeler type vehicle shall be operated on streets or within the development, and that shall be referenced in the restrictive covenants. You can't license those anyway, can you?
No, I mean the developers absolutely do not want four-wheelers or ATVs in this community in any way, shape, or form. I don't know if that was added by Mr. Smith because of the nature of the surrounding communities.
He said there have been some problems down there with.
And I know they can
run around on ATVs on the streets.
That's something we want to enforce.
And I know that you can't.
Just ask that it be put in restrictive covenants.
They don't manufacture them anymore, but if you're going to put it in there, you may as well include three-wheelers because there are a lot of them still out there being used.
The applicant wouldn't have an objection to stating any all-terrain vehicles of any type.
Yeah, it might be easier to just say all-terrain vehicles. Whether they be three or four, it wouldn't matter then. But no unlicensed ATV shall be operate on the streets within the project and shall be service restricted.
Yeah, you can't license them anyway.
Just say no ATVs, all terrain vehicles.
What if they get some licensed?
They had originally, when they originally stated it, it just said no ATVs. And then somebody questioned four-wheeler type vehicles. And they said, someone else threw in the word unlicensed. So we put it on both when they were considering the restrictions.
But it's something we'll not have to enforce at the county. If they have an ATV running around there that's unlicensed or whatever.
This is going to require the homeowners.
We don't want them to come to call on us, right?
Right.
We'd have to send Finley out there to take care of it.
Absolutely.
Well, you could have that say it shall be included within the restrictive covenants, which shall contain enforcement provisions.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't want anybody calling the county.
Well, if you wanted to amend that, if you're supportive of this application, this be acceptable? No ATV shall be operated on the streets or within the development and shall be referenced by the restrictive covenants. That way we don't have to enforce it.
If that's...
Why don't you say shall be referenced and enforced by the restrictive covenants? Referenced in and enforced by the restrictive covenants.
Yeah, not county government.
Takes you out of the business entirely.
Sheriff, could send the sheriff over there.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other questions of Mr. Murray?
What?
Sheriff.
Had you finished your presentation?
Yes.
Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard in support of this application? Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one asked to be identified other than Mr. Murray. We will close the public hearing. The title is as follows: an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GR RPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying and being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 16.02 acres, more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the order with the stated conditions as amended.
We moved it second that we approve zone change 1629.
Conditional use. Isn't it?
Who seconded your motion?
No, it's
his
own change.
CZ.
I'm sorry.
Who seconded the motion?
CZ, 1629.
You're right. You're right. Sorry.
It's okay. Now, I'm not right very often, but I got that. I had to readjust my mouth. Zone change 1629, as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes with the conditions as amended. Motion passed.
You can go home now.
Next one?
I was afraid he'd sit here the rest of the night.
The next item is conditional use 1721, the application of Ralph N. Crum to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure containing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5,730 square feet, more or less.
I don't know.
Lying at the southwest corner of Route 54 and Monroe Avenue. And I need to ask a question, but I don't see the applicant.
Sir, are you Mr. Crum?
Could you be?
Would you like to be?
You don't look like Mr. Crum.
Would you like to be Mr. Crum?
When I didn't see Mr. Crum a little bit ago, it surprised me because he has been persistently calling me for whatever number of months it's been since he applied, wanted to know when his hearing was, and he was at the commission. He's very, just wanted to get it done. He's not here.
Can we table it?
You could.
Say what?
We table it.
Second.
You'd have to.
Do we have to? I withdraw that. Do we have to go over the anyhow? Oh, we can't because you don't have a record.
We can
recommendation.
We have to have a public hearing.
After recommendation, director, we
can't have a public hearing without anybody here.
No, 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 no. It surprised me that I would assume that something
happened.
We've had a policy now.
He's been right on. He's been right on me for months.
We had a policy. We looked at ordinances.
Yeah, we haven't had any testimony for lack of a record.
Right. He's not here yet. It would have to be denied for lack of a record.
But if you table it, aren't you going to have to re-advertise it?
No.
Well, we never tabled one before. I don't know.
We usually.
But you we continued the hearing.
Well, you could. I suppose you could.
We could vote to just continue it to a later date.
Yeah, but public has a right to have
input. I know we've turned people down for a lot less than I don't.
Have the input when we have when we continue the hearing.
The thing about this application is that the building's already been is already there and it's been there since
1973.
It was just listed as being a single-family residence.
Right.
And it was actually a duplex.
Ask for public comment, and then we'll recess it, and he can present next week.
We asked him to come back at another date, and we would have set the date if he doesn't show up.
Still gives a public opportunity to speak tonight.
On conditional use 1721, Ralph Crum, which was advertised for tonight. Is there anyone present who wishes to be heard concerning that application? Let the record show that no one identified themselves as being present in response to the public advertising on that application.
Yeah, Witzel coming.
Where's Witzel when you need him?
Should I make a motion that we recess this public hearing?
Good.
Okay.
Second.
Until, yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Until.
Further notice.
Further? When do you want to put it back on?
Until further notice. Yes.
Further, do you need a drop dead date?
We have to have a date.
What would be
sufficient? We'd have to ask.
When's the next afternoon session?
Next afternoon session.
Would be the 18th?
April 1st.
18th.
Yeah, it is the 18th.
Recess.
That'd be next week. That's next week.
That's a whole day of fun.
It's six applications.
It's just ratchet pack.
Got too much on that day.
You want to make it April 1st?
April 1st?
April 1st.
Okay, we'll recess till April 1st.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
It's been moved to second that we
recess
conditional use 1721 until April the 1st. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, my motion's passed. One other thing before we adjourn, gentlemen, I did give the list to Mr. Cole. He did mark his cases.
Not all at one time.
I understand. Right. We're going to
piecemeal them on there.
We got two on of yours for next week, Mr. Cole, but that'll be it. But there is Bridal Ridge. Is that you, Mr. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
I want to put them on before we start the land use plan. So, and I think pretty much that's Bridal Ridge. Who's Keith Smith? Is that that's
what did you just ask me about?
In Roxana?
Bridal Ridge.
Right?
Yeah, it's in.
Put it on.
That's in Roxana.
Okay.
Put it on.
Is that like the first?
Bridal Ridge is the one at Henlopen Landing across from Lowe's.
Commercial and
there were two. One commercial.
That's
one.
A Brett Dyer special.
That's a Brett Dyer special.
Okay.
Years ago we asked him what did he intend to do with that piece and he said, oh, I don't know.
Which are you okay with putting it on for April the 1st?
I think they're April Fool's Day, a great day to bring it
okay.
up.
Okay.
April 1st,
huh? Beg your pardon? Well, I'm writing it down wrong, but I'll give it to you if you don't, if that's okay with you. That way you don't have to panic or anything. Okay.
We put C. Chase back on?
Because we need to deal with that one, too.
C. Chase has not made a recommendation. Well, they have, but
You left the record open to allow the opportunity for the applicant to try to work it out with the community, and they haven't worked it out yet.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Moving second, that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Then when we get the written part of it,